This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. Everyone's so happy. Everyone's talking about it. They're like, oh my God, it's Monday. Woo!
It's a day big. Of hope and promise for
hope
the week.
And promise for the, yep, that's what everyone's saying. It's good. You've obviously been talking to people too.
That's what they've been telling me.
So we're really excited because this week, all week long, it's a double shot of kick-ass tickets. It's Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes, totally separate shows. You get tickets to both of them. They're both coming up in October. Right now, take the word rockstar, R-O-C-K-S-T-A-R, all one word, and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running for a chance to see both Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes. The word is rockstar. Text it to 20357 right now, and you could win a pair of tickets for Benson Boone October 1st at the Chase Center, and Shawn Mendes, October 14th at Frost Amphitheater. It's all courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is Rockstar, and we're doing this every hour, all week, 7.05 a.m. all the way through to 5.05 p.m. It's a lot of chances. Is that 10 chances? No, math's not awesome. I'm going to say yes. So, but maybe it's, who knows? Why am I still thinking about it? Okay, Survivor. We love Survivor. They've got a casting call, which must be for something long in the future, because we've heard that season 49 is in the can and season 50, they already know who they have playing. So it's got to be because that's going to start airing. I guess it'll be probably wrapping up about a year from now. We have two more. We have a fall season and then a spring season or something like that. But a couple weeks ago, we did a show live at Cache Creek Casino Resort, which was so fun. For everybody who came out, thank you. It was great. And Cache Creek, super great hosts. Today, like of all days, of all places, today from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., there is an open Survivor casting call at Cache Creek Casino today. So if you get there in the next hour, you get yourself in line. I mean, I'm not saying Jeff Probst is going to be there or anything, but they're going to have producers there, people who help pick assistants. And so, and there's actually, you know what? This thing that you sent me, put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because it has links to stuff where you can pre-fill out a bunch of paperwork and that gets you a little bit ahead in the process if you're going to head out there.
Our very own Danae is up there right now.
Oh, hey, Danae.
She's trying out.
Danae rules.
Oh, she's not hosting a thing.
She's trying out?
Oh, yeah, my as far God, as I know. Please that pick was, today.
That's what I read from the text is that she's there to try
How
out.
How fun would it be? I just really want someone that we know to be on that show. It's so great.
Yeah. She Bob's sent me a couple videos from up there, a couple picks from up there. She's definitely trying out. And she's a badass. So I can see
I
her
believe
making
Danae
it.
Is a lock for the show.
Yeah.
That would be so great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a cool girl.
Yeah.
Woman.
I don't know how she good she is in, you know, the wild, but
I think it's hard to know how good you'd be in the wild of Survivor before you actually get there and start
being
tested.
I know I couldn't do it.
Hey, she's handled this place.
That's true. It's a wild, wild west out here.
It is a, yes, it is a crazy situation.
It's a whole new world.
Yes, that is a crazy situation.
Every day something new, and you got a deal. That's just the way it is, and she's doing that.
Yeah, she gets it from all sides.
Yep, she does. She has a big job. It's a big job being the promotions director. Okay, so there's a casting call today at Cache Creek for Survivor. We're all rooting for Danae. As you know, Cardi B is breaking up with her husband, Offset. They're going through a divorce.
Yes.
They have three kids. I did not know that, really. I guess maybe she was like super pregnant recently. Oh, yeah. Five-month-old named Blossom. They have a six-year-old named Culture, a three-year-old named Wave, and a five-month-old named Blossom. And Cardi wants everyone to know what a deadbeat dad Offset is. Grr, grr. So,
well, they never seemed like the model couple to begin with. Yeah. So I don't.
A lot of yelling,
surprised.
A lot of fighting, a lot of breakups and get back togethers. And
she's also one that I found it very interesting. I didn't know she had three kids, but each kid, she makes the news because she goes and gets some kind of tummy tuck or some kind of surgery to get herself back to in shape so she can go out and do shows. And then she goes and gets pregnant again. Like, you'd think you'd wait till that's done. And then, I don't know, it seems...
Before you got the
I mean, you go and get that done, and then you're going to get it done again, like, right after.
Maybe she's just a fertile myrtle, and every time she, you know, she gets knocked up a lot.
Maybe.
Can't help it. Not again! By the way, hooker and robber, also, Cardi B, in her credits, just on her resume, you know, just so you know who we're talking about here. Cardi B going through a divorce from Offset, and she wants everybody to know how expensive it is to be a kid of Cardi B and Offset's. Because everyone's like, well, how much could it possibly cost to take care of three kids? Well, prepare yourselves to be surprised because it's hundreds of thousands of dollars a month.
One of the ways I found out, and I can't remember the name of the show now because my kids are already aging out of it, but there's a show that she got a crazy kind of pendant or pin for, and it's all the characters from the Netflix kids show. It's a baby, they're little baby animals.
Oh, I remember
this. And it made the news because it was some blingy, like outrageous amount of money she spent
on one of the kids.
On one of the kids.
Is it Word Party?
Word Party.
It is. Yep. That's
and she got a Word Party neck something.
Yeah, like made in diamonds. Huge thing for the kid. Wear. So it's very expensive to have these kids because they've got to be kept up to snuff with the bling thing.
Spoiled to no end.
So the kids have their own driver on retainer. That's $10,000 a month. The kids have, I don't know if they just call from their diamond encrusted phones for their driver to come pick them up to take them to, I don't know,
sandbox.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
the sandbox, whatever. The kids have their own driver on retainer for $10,000 a month. Culture's, the oldest child, goes to a private school that's $45,000 a year. And that's because she's in first grade now, I guess, because the other kid, Wave, is $35,000 a year. So that's got to be preschool. Or maybe that's just like kindergarten. Who knows? But these kids, it's
essentially
expensive.
Daycare, right?
Yeah. Plus, Culture and Wave both get tutoring four times a week. Kids love tutoring. It's $250 an hour for the tutoring. And as I start to hear some of the prices for like the $300 an hour piano class, I think it's like that government abuse thing where people go, huh, it's $490 for this screw. Okay, I'll give you a discount. It's $350. Great, you bid on that. Like, who is John Legend giving her piano lessons? Like, I don't understand this. The piano lessons, like even $100 an hour, I'd be like, wow, they're really paying a premium for that. And tutoring, $250 an hour? Does the guy live at your house too?
Like, you don't think people see her coming?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
She's like the government. They probably went, you know, this is probably what she feels like she negotiated it down.
When I was doing freelance, I was doing some like private tutoring for parents who wanted their kids to get into podcasting. I definitely would charge more for depending on what neighborhood they lived in.
Oh,
like I had a rate, but
Wait, so you would go to people's houses and help them put their podcast
together?
Yeah, I did
that a few times, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I mean.
How old is a kid you're tutoring to become a podcast champion?
One was a sports guy, a kid. He was 10, I think. And he was really, really, really solid. I mean,
I was thinking these were kids that people were trying to get out of their basements. But at 10, I guess you want them to stay in the basement?
No. So worked with him. And one called Sloan Knows. She's now on Draymond Green's network. She started when she was 14 with me. And she's got a show. And she's actually been on ESPN a couple times. So she's doing
Sloan
really good.
Sloan Knows?
Sloan Knows. That's the name of the show.
Sloan Knows.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah.
You taught her everything she knows.
Sloan Knows.
I worked with her first 3 years, yeah.
Oh, so, look at that, yeah. Maddie.
Really proud of her. She's doing great.
Get you with a stable full of kids.
Some of the others, who knows what they're doing.
Well, anyway, I mean, it doesn't say anything about getting podcasting lessons here, but what were you charging her an hour? Tell the truth for once.
$250.
Well, you do have an expertise that, like, not everybody can make successful podcasts.
So, and her dad was.
Oh, nice.
Very, very, very well-to-do.
There's also, we're talking about Cardi B and Offset. They have three kids. They're getting a divorce, and she's saying it's really expensive to have kids. And it's because they have their own driver on retainer for $10,000 a month, private schools, about $75,000 for tuition for the older two kids, and then four times a week. So $250 an hour, four times a week, maybe for both kids. I don't know. It's a couple grand a week. Cultures piano class, $300 an hour, three times a week. That is a piano teacher. There's also gymnastics and boxing classes for Wave, who, by the way, is a three-year-old, you guys. A three-year-old. Wave takes boxing classes. I can see some gymnastics classes, I guess. Cardi B says she didn't even know how much those cost. She also pays her cousin $3,000 a week to babysit Wave and Culture. Blossom's nanny is $500 each shift because she's only staying in the daytime. The kids have a personal chef who's on the clock from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. because people in my house don't have time to cook, okay? Cardi B also says she owns the house and has full-time security to protect the kids. She didn't give a price on that one. And she also added she wants Offset to die effing slow and that he's allowed to see the kids. She says, there's not one day that he's not allowed to see my kids. He stood up my kids three times. He has seen Blossom only like five times in 5 months. So I would play you her audio, but there's so much. And by me, I mean you, Maddie. But there's so much swearing. Like if you want to find it, go to People Magazine. They've got it. They have a link to it. Cardi B's kids, very expensive. You know, I didn't realize that nobody cooks over there. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I could have her financial situation in hand for a mere $1,500 an hour. I could put it all together for her and save her some real money.
You should do that.
I probably should.
You had help though a little bit, right?
Totally. Oh my God. Yes. I was joking that I would overcharge her to help her.
I see.
Cap on the budget.
By the way, as far as celebrity names go, I love those.
Culture, Wave, and Blossom?
Yeah, those are some great, cool names.
Are they?
I think.
Mm. What's your favorite celebrity pop culture name?
Apple.
Oh, I
the
do
OG.
Love I love Apple. I think it's, that girl's so cute too. Well, woman now, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever seen what she looks like.
I think that this is Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin's daughter. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she just hit like a big age, like 18.
She's 21.
Oh, 21. All right.
Yeah.
Because
wow.
Gwyneth put up like a whole tribute kind of thing to her. There she is. She's adorable. Yeah, she's a perfect mix between the two parents. She's just got a cute little face. Sweet. She just looks like a sweet girl. And there's a lot of really cute pictures of her with her mom. And she's just, you know, darling. Plus, you know, and rich. She's got it all. Who are the best celebrity kissers? Well, nobody's kissed all the celebrities, so who knows this stuff? Don't worry. BuzzFeed's got you. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's a BuzzFeed story. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, somebody rounded these things up. Oh, here it is. It's Dumois. D-E-U-X-M-O-I. Doesn't that sound like Dumois?
Yeah.
Dumois. So it's a pop culture website called Dumois. And it's been asking its fans to rate celebrity kissers from their own personal experience. Now, there is no way of knowing if these things are true. So I read the, I'm like, who are the best celebrity kissers? I'm like, this is so stupid. You know, it's 4 a.m. I'm starting to look at this stuff. And then I start laughing because some of these are so funny. And there is no way to tell if anybody's actually really kissed these guys or not. And some of them get very detailed. And some of them, it sounds like they tried to have a rating system 0 to 10. And a lot of people just went way over that. Like, oh, no, no. Steven Tyler, whose mouth would eat your whole face. They're giving him a 15 out of 10. Mid-makeout, he stopped to meow at me multiple times. Is that desirable?
You're the one who has to say those things. I don't know. I don't know what girls want. I don't do that.
Please never do that. I would say what? Don't do that. Meowing, go.
What if we all go home and try it and see what reactions we get and recap tomorrow?
I can't sell meowing.
I was going to say, and if I do, it won't matter what I do. Okay, I'm so hot, he can't keep his hands off of me.
Fine, I'll do it.
Okay, but you're also hot. Like, I'm sure he'll be like, I'm getting made out with.
And he loves cats.
Yeah, it's got to be the dudes doing it. It has to be the dudes.
Oh,
yeah. Goodness. We're getting an actual phone call in there. What happened? How did that happen? Who's he talking to? Who is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a listener. I was, I thought our mics were off in here.
Well, we were talking to Bobby.
I was meowing.
Yeah. Okay, so Steven Tyler apparently meows, which seems very on brand for him. Like, Florence Pugh, a hot young actress, a friend said that she was such a good, this is what the person wrote as they were being asked, like, is she a good kisser or not? Somebody wrote, a friend of theirs said she was such a good kisser that it turned him into a stalker. That sucks. Don't be a stalker. Prince Harry got a 10 out of 10. Biggest gentleman, said whoever was doing a review. Pedro Pascal. I can just tell he'd be a great kisser.
He's a single guy, huh?
I don't know. Some of these people aren't, by the way. Like, it must be people, like, from their past. Pedro, the review on him is top 3 best kissers ever. Very passionate and sweet. Pedro Pascal. Orlando Bloom. Not the best sex of my life, but he was a truly amazing kisser. Ralph Fiennes. 1 billion out of 10. Sounds like he's the best kisser. Listen to this. John Mayer and Katy Perry at the same time. Someone says they did a threesome with these two. Someone is saying, I did both of these guys together.
That's not surprising.
Why do you say that?
Well, John Mayer, come on.
Has done everybody.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I don't have time to do everyone unless we start bringing extra people in here.
Yeah.
John Mayer and Katy Perry at the same time. Both were great. John is high key thoughtful with his mouth. Johnny Knoxville. The guy from Jackass, 10 out of 10. Great kisser and incredible in bed. Really good with his hands. Vin Diesel, the worst kisser you could ever imagine. I did imagine that he would be the worst. One of those guys who always has those crusties on the sides of his.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. This is the whole reason I did this story. Vin Diesel, the worst kisser you could ever imagine. One of those guys who always has those crusties on the side of his mouth. So gross, sloppy, wet, a lot of tongue, just gross. Horrible kisser, horrible manners. Manners.
You love that way too much. I think that's an...
It's just, I can picture him being so bogus and just thinking he was everything, just... Next up is Milo Ventimiglia. Who I know from Heroes,
this is,
but he's
more judging on the kissing.
More judging on the kissing. Yeah, these are the best and worst kissers, celebrity kissers. Milo Ventimiglia from This Is Us
and Gilmore Girls.
And Gilmore Girls, bad and bad at downtown too, but a nice guy, said the review. The reviewer on Michael Phelps's best sex ever. He was kind of kinky. His skin smelled like chlorine, and he was ready to go like 6 times one night. An Olympian in every way.
I think he wrote that in himself.
I do too.
Does any woman want six times?
No, I don't. Well, maybe like right off the bat, I guess. And like after you haven't dated for a bunch of years. I don't know. And Morgan Wallen, terrible, according to this person. Anyway, there you go.
That's interesting
reviews.
Because I want to say it was Cavalieri. What's that chick's name? She was saying that the best she's had was Wallen.
Was Morgan Wallen?
Yep.
Oh. For just as a boyfriend? Like
no,
sexy
as
time?
A, yeah.
Oh.
As a lay.
Mm. Sarah, texter wants to know, where does Hal Sparks fall in that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
where
he
does Hal?
He's a pretty good kisser.
Oh, you liked
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he was a good kisser.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. For the 2 seconds I was kissing him.
Yeah.
Whatever, jealous.
What you say?
God.
Sure.
Can't let it go.
I didn't bring it up.
Vinny, have you ever made out with anyone famous?
No.
Didn't you make out with Norah Jones?
What is with you today?
Didn't you?
Oh.
Thought you made out with Norah Jones. How'd you get her phone number?
You're just making that up. You're just being jerky right now.
What are you talking about?
Not only did you ruin the phone number that I had for her by trying to call it on
that
the...
you got when you made out with her.
No. All right, fine.
Okay, so you did make out with her.
I didn't make out with her. I haven't made out with any celebrities.
Are you sure? What about Sarah Bareilles?
Okay. Please.
Okay.
Just do your next thing.
Here's just really quickly, because I'm pretty much out of time here. And I meant to do this with the Survivor story I did earlier.
I really should have gone to that thing with my kid. I blew it.
I know. You would have been off the hook today. Survivor, today, Cache Creek, in half an hour, this open audition casting call starts. And we were talking about Survivor 50 last week because we got the list of people who are going to be on it. It's all stars, and they're doing it's an extra large cast too, like 24 people is what they're starting with. Boston Rob is, I guess, everywhere he goes now. People are like, how come we're not doing season 50? Why aren't you doing season 50, man? And he says, I've done it enough times.
He's right.
They didn't ask him.
I was wondering about that, actually. And he is like a reality show. He's a staple. Like, he was just on the Trey Tours.
Well, why would you go back to work if you can make your money this way?
Oh, right. No, exactly. I don't know if they've done... I think he and Amber won Amazing Race. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can corroborate my story. But despite what fans might have wanted, no more Boston Rob. In fact, even the last time he was on Survivor, he'd been on so many times already, they made him like a mentor. Him and Sandra, like, sat together like the old gurus of the, you know, the lore of Survivor, mm-hmm. and they'd teach him how to do stuff, and you know, that was one of the advantages that you could win was some lessons, some tutoring from the two of them. So despite what fans might have wanted, Boston Rob wasn't interested in joining the cast of Survivor 50.
He finished in second on The Amazing Race.
Oh, I wonder who beat him that year. He was good on that, him and Amber.
The winners were, I can't pronounce the name, U-C-H-E-N, Uchina and Joyce.
Yes. In fact, Joyce, I think, had to shave her head on that series. She had long, like, dreads, and she had gorgeous hair, and she, one of the things that, like, she had to shave her head in order to finish a challenge.
Well, they won.
Some crazy thing. And I think they, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what I think. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
10 years ago this week and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Just start the feeling.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is making sure Fremont and Livermore will be rocking this summer by helping sponsor two unique summer concert series. Tuesday Tunes in Livermore starts June 3rd and runs every Tuesday through August 16th. In Fremont, the six free shows include tribute bands will be performed at the Central Park Performance Pavilion every Thursday starting June 26th. Tune in to lcac.org and fremont.gov for more info. Tune into. Here's what's happening. Morning clouds starting to break up here in downtown San Francisco, and that should be the case wherever you are. There'll be plenty of sun later today, and inland we'll see highs in the 80s. The NBA finals, if you care, begin on Thursday. So there's that. Okay. 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Okay. This is fun. I love these. This is like time travel movies, Bob. It's like going back in time.
Caitlyn Jenner introduced herself to the world.
Oh.
Her famous years. Vanity Fair cover landed June 1st, 2015 with the headline, Call Me Caitlyn.
How old is she now? Because I remember thinking even at the time she was pretty old to have finally started living the life she wanted to.
Mm-hmm. I don't
know. 75.
Right now she's 75?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow. I actually thought she was like 75 when she did this.
I remember it made the news. It stands out to me because that there had been these rumors, but then she'd gone and had her Adam's apple shave.
Yes.
Which I feel like, I guess if you have the dough, you'd do all the stuff, but I just didn't realize people were doing that. That seems like.
Yeah. Well, if it's prominent, it is sort of a manly thing.
And mine is prominent.
Yeah. If you wanted to appear more feminine, which she clearly did. She's beautiful. There's actually some really pretty pictures where it's like, oh, I'm always psyched when people stop pretending to be something that they're not or something. Like, you know, I just felt like this was a good, it was sort of a good lesson for people who are like, oh, I'm not living my authentic life. To see someone like Bruce Jenner, who was so known and known for just sort of manliness. Like, remember the decathlon? I thought it was great.
I think if there's a message, in my opinion, it's that it's never too late to do whatever it is with your life that you want. Because again, I think he would have had to have been somewhere in his 60s and getting his Adam's apple shaved down. Like, I can't help but sometimes think, you know, not that I'm like giving up on life, but you just, this is my life. I'm right. living it. I'm not, yeah. I have no, you know.
Well, it really speaks to him having this secret, his
this
whole
burning
life.
Desire, like, right.
I feel like you get one life. You've got to do it. You got to at least try to do you.
Kim Kardashian, 10 years ago this week, revealed she was pregnant again.
Oh.
It was her second of four kids with ex-husband and former musician, Kanye West.
Former semi-normal guy.
Their son, Saint, was born that December. Hmm. Thongs were going out of style. The New York Times did a story on how thong sales were slipping and women were opting for granny panties. And yet...
What?
They were wrong. It turns out thongs are still in.
Yeah, and if anything, I feel like they've become way more in your face. The other day, we were driving by. There's this, like, I don't know if it's a country club or what it is, but it's like sort of like a pool and tennis club. And there's it's in Mill Valley. And as I'm driving out past it, you're sort of going up the hill. And I'm looking down. I'm on the passenger side. I'm looking down into where the pool area is. And it looks like nothing but a bunch of bum-bums. Like all these butts everywhere. I'm like, wow. If I was like a 16-year-old boy, I'd be like, I need to be a pool boy at the tennis club. Like, this is incredible. It's like, this is really... And I give it to the young people who are fine with their entire butt showing.
Butts are pretty.
Good
I like
for
them.
You, kids. Have at it. It's great.
YouTube's 10th...
I do find it stunning.
That people are showing their butts.
There's so much of it on display. You're just walking around, your butt's out. Anyway, back to you.
But your butt isn't a thing the way you're talking about it. Like, it's not... It's just your skin. It's just the top of your
isn't
legs.
Isn't it all
it's,
just your skin?
I mean, you're not showing the middle.
Well, what would you rather see? Covered bum or uncovered bum?
Uncovered bum.
There you go. That's
why
it's the thing.
I would rather personally see covered bum. But I guess it's all about perspective.
YouTube's 10th birthday video was trending. It marked the 10th anniversary of YouTube's beta version that launched May 2005. They recently announced there are over 20 billion videos on YouTube.
Really?
20 billion videos.
Actually, if anything, that sounds kind of low considering how many videos. Like, I've even posted a bunch of videos to YouTube. Like, everybody posts videos out there.
I think YouTube's spectacular. Of all the things,
yeah,
that's the one I'm not parting with.
That's over two videos per person for the world. So if everybody in the world posted two videos, that would be like 16.
I just love that there's so much you can learn it, just by looking it up. How
oh
do
my God,
I?
Right?
And
yes.
There's a video for it. Here's mm-hmm. how. Let me walk you through how to reprogram your garage door opener.
Right.
Let me walk you through how to... get rid of the squeak in your shoe. Let me walk you through like everything that there you can think of. I got a problem. Type it into YouTube.
How
they
do
got
I?
A solution.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's the number two most used search engine in the world after Google.
Oh.
And they own both of them. Go Google.
That's
or
crazy.
Or Alphabet or whatever you are.
Yeah.
The Duggars were in meltdown 10 years ago this week. Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar from 19 Kids and Counting did their first interview following the news that their oldest son, Josh, had improperly touched four of his younger sisters. The show was canceled a month later.
I can't believe they waited a month.
Tracy Morgan did his first interview a year after he almost died in that terrible car crash.
Yeah.
And his longtime collaborator, James McNair, didn't survive. It's 10 years ago this week.
Incredible.
I don't know this, but okay. IHOP updated their logo to make it happier. They decided their old one looked like a frown, and so they gave it a smiley face look.
Sorry, IHOP. I did not notice
I missed
the
that
change.
Entirely.
Thank you for telling me, though.
Let's see. The Broadway cast of The Lion King and Aladdin got stranded in an airport together and had an epic sing-off.
Oh, what fun. Can
10
you
years
imagine
ago today.
How amazing that must have been?
Oh.
It does kind of look like it was a frown.
Because of the way the restaurant goes.
We're looking at the IHOP logo.
Along
we are looking at the IHOP
the bottom
logo.
Of it.
Although, I can't see the whole new. Oh, I see. Okay. They've simplified it quite a lot. And it does look like a smiley face because they have the O, and then the P looks like another I with a straight part for the nose. That's adorable.
Did anybody see this Lion King Aladdin sing off at the airport? Because they missed it. I didn't either.
This is the first time I've ever heard of it, but I bet it was epic.
Most Americans rate themselves. I'm not surprised by this. We're all full of ourselves. If you were rating yourself, how would you grade yourself in trustworthiness, honesty, empathy, creativity, patience, artistic ability, dancing ability, and your ability to cook without a microwave? More than 70% of Americans believe they are above average or far above average in trustworthiness, loyalty, and honesty. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I
think it really depends on who you ask. Like, I'm way more trustworthy with some people than I am with other people. Some people I'm just like, yeah, whatever you say.
I think most of us are doing the right thing most days.
Yeah.
And it's rare. It's that rare. Like, the first thing I thought of, I remember being at the Niner game in that cluster leaving that place.
Yes.
It's just a cluster disaster, curse word. And then the couple people who are like halfway up the curb driving past everyone out of there. And you're like, you mother. Most people don't do that.
Right.
Most people
can't stand to be the a-hole.
And we're all sitting there going, yes, we all want to go home. We all want to go to sleep and we all have stuff to do tomorrow. But that guy. The one guy.
I need all those things more than you guys.
I need to do this because I can and know how you're going to stop me.
And I'm just owning being a complete jerk.
Anyway, 70% of Americans believe they are above average or far above average in trustworthiness, loyalty, and honesty. That's also honesty. That's why you can also take the guy, not the bear. Most guys aren't going to do anything to you.
The problem is the ones who will, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
More than 60% believe they are above average in ethics, reading ability, empathy, open-mindedness, attention to detail, and sense of humor.
Yeah, I wonder if because we're all just sort of in our own heads, we think that we are what we should be. Like if you're trying to be a good person or whatever, and then, you know, like I like to think I'm open-minded, but then there's certain things that I'm just like, I'm clearly not. Like, I don't want to hear what you have to say about that. I have my feelings on it.
Women were more likely to believe they're better than average at all of those except sense of humor.
I think I have a good sense of humor, but sometimes I miss the joke completely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
67% of guys think they're above average compared to 53% of women. The biggest swing in the other direction was empathy, which may not be surprising. 69% of women think they're more empathetic than the average person compared to 56% of men. Are you empathetic?
I am less empathetic than I pretend to be.
Than you pretend to be?
Well, isn't that what it's all about?
I guess.
I'm like, oh, I care deeply. But I don't, actually. Yeah, I'm a terrible person. I know that about myself.
You're not.
I'm not as good as you think I am.
On the flip side, only 15% of Americans say they're above average in running and 16% above average in dancing ability.
Oh, well, I'm a killer dancer. I mean, you've seen my moves for years, Vinny. I'm sure you can back me up on that.
Less than 30% of Americans believe they're above average in musical ability and singing, athletic ability, physical strength, artistic ability. Jeez, there's a lot there.
There's a lot.
Those all don't go together. Attractiveness and sense of style.
Oh, wow. Those really are lumped in with the talent things, huh?
All that stuff.
Well, it seems like there were a lot of categories. I feel like most of us would be all over the map with those things.
I really do appreciate someone who has a good sense of style. Like, understands the classics, but can also look at something and go, yep, that looks great.
Yes.
Where I would go, I don't know.
You're wearing clothes.
I definitely walked into this room today and said, what color is this?
Why did you ask that? I didn't know.
Because I don't know.
Oh, it's just like you were looking down at your shirt thinking.
Well, I got dressed because now I have to think about the cameras are on us. And so I was like, I don't even know what this is.
You know, it looks like light gray, like a dove gray, but it could be blue.
I see a little purple. So.
Oh. It is. It's a very washy-washy
really,
color.
But you know what? If you ask me what color my minivan is, I'll tell you brown or gray. I'm not sure. Yeah. I really
Some
don't know.
Some colors like that do have both in them, depending on the light.
So, anyway. But a sense of style. That's really cool. I like when I see a guy dressed with like a print on a print, I think a lady must have done that for him or he's got style. Because I would never put a print with a print.
Or he just picked, he was had his eyes closed
Stripes,
and put on whatever.
A striped shirt with a printed tie? I would never dare that. That just sounds like suicide.
Fashion suicide.
Yeah, I mean, like, there you are, and everyone's going to look at you like, what are you left the house like that?
And then you got Deepak
well,
who
no.
shows up in a purple
Does nobody
sport jacket.
Love you?
The blue tip picks
cares.
Up the
nobody
gold color in the, you don't see it? No? Yeah, Deepak's got style, man.
Yep.
That purple jacket won my wedding.
Mm. Wedding.
Blah. Like, I don't know where he can wear that again. You got to go to a whole other group of friends to show up in
it
a purple
true.
Jacket again.
Wearing a purple jacket is because it's so remarkable. He's got a, maybe he wears it to like medical stuff, like a meeting of surgeons for the
maybe.
Head and the neck.
Could be. 3/4 of Americans say they have high expectations of themselves.
I have pretty high expectations of myself.
Women are more likely than men to say they find it difficult to accept compliments.
Yes.
Adults under 45 are more likely than older Americans to say their parents praised them often.
Oh, my parents praised me a lot. They made me very full of myself.
And Americans who are praised often as children find it easier to accept compliments as adults. Okay. There's that. You get a lot of praise as a kid?
From my mom, but not, I mean, my dad was pretty much.
Not in
your
life?
How are you doing, boy?
Oh
no, well, my stepdad, yeah. For the first 10 years, not
pretty
around
much
at
gone.
All. So yes, man.
What about you, Bob?
My mom definitely made me full of myself. She was constantly telling me how amazing I was, still to this day.
Oh.
It's great.
That's nice.
It's great.
She's a cheerleader.
Yeah.
My dad was like that, like really just said the nicest things to me my whole life. And then, I don't know, like reality starts to hit you like, I'm not the most beautiful girl in the world. What's he talking about? Oh, I thought I was for so long.
But after a while, the praise also can create like stress because it's like, I got to live up to all these.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Can't let her down.
Right.
Well, I feel like that praise is how someone shows up to American Idol and can't believe that they're not getting the gold past the Hollywood.
What?
But I, yeah, you can't sing and your parents clearly told you you could. Yikes.
You're wonderful, honey.
We'll always love you.
It's like Dolly singing to me.
I know, like shivers, right?
We were talking the other day about criticizing, being criticized, and I said I was nervous about that when I have kids, about criticizing them, because I would never lie to them about that they were a great
singer. You'll find
it
easier to lie to them. You will. You'll absolutely look in their eye and go, I love you so much.
Right, so you want to encourage it. Like if Isla was singing all the time.
No, I just mean that you're like, you can't help but like, you would not want to crush them. You just wouldn't.
And in your eyes, your kids will be, you're just like, I find you to be amazing and fascinating, but the world won't. So, yeah, I mean, it's almost like you have to say that, but you can't. Like, you just want to encourage it. You wouldn't want to, like, crush their dream of being a singer because they suck at age 3. Oh, my God, you're so out of key. Stop singing forever. That'd be wrong. That's, I'm saying don't do that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Good morning, Alice. Can you please repeat the YouTube.com looking glass again? Thank you.
So it isn't the looking glass, just so we're clear here. The looking glass, we are trying to get a thing back where you'll be able to watch us in real time. But right now we're posting video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. Smash the subscribe button.
415 says, people are definitely full of it. When they rate themselves, it'd be like thinking 500 out of 1,000 women would want to do you.
Oh, come on.
It's bad in 500.
That was in the past. Let's let it go.
Now. You're new to the show?
Hey, Vin, Caitlyn Jenner won the gold medal at the 76 Olympics 50 years ago.
Damn. Wow. Incredible.
Vin, call into the school for the Father's Day event. I can't. It's too late, but I definitely blew it. I really thought I needed to be here. And Sarah's like, no, you should have just taken him.
It's a thing for your daughter. I don't know. I used to take first days of school off and all. I'm like, I want to be there. I want to see these things.
Trust me, I will not make that mistake
Dads
again.
Dads and donuts, man.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you're here too, but take it's family.
It's a really cold splash of water. I thought I should be here. I didn't realize.
That's something I've really noticed about your generation is the work thing. You guys are addicted to work.
No, we hate it. Obsessed we're just, we're, it. We feel guilty
over it. Yeah, you
feel
guilty over it.
So yeah, I just didn't even, like, my dad, I just go to work. I got to work. They're throwing an event while I'm on. And it's like for 1 hour, I can't even go to work after that.
Maddie was like, how do people take off time to go on Survivor? I was like, you just do it. Just go.
Yeah. And your boss would go, yeah, go ahead. You're going to be on Survivor? All right.
I don't know.
I don't know
how many bosses are like, yeah, take 2 months off and go do your TV thing. And yeah, we'll hold your job for you.
They have real jobs too. Like some of them are like, I deliver pizza. Other ones are like, you know, I'm a doctor.
Okay. You can take a leave of absence. Or you could just get another job.
And there's no money being made while you're on Survivor, and you might come away from Survivor with absolutely no money.
Oh, I'm sure they have to pay you something.
They pay you something.
Right.
But it's
like
not,
union minimum on TV appearance fees.
This is your one life. Go and do the thing, man.
I'm with you. I just wouldn't be able to do it. I would. It's true that I'm trying to picture like going to Kieran right now in the corner office and being like, I got on Survivor. Can I leave? It'll be 3 months, and then there'll be a bunch of stuff I got to fly to. Like, does she look at me and go, you're freaking crazy? Or does she go, huh, well, especially with our job, maybe it would be like a good thing.
Oh, it would be so fun.
It would be fun, actually. All right, we're out of time. When we come back, first of all, tickets for Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes and the Swiftie Roundup, Bob's version.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.